Firsto. All the news you need to start your day.
Good morning. You're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Friday, the 7th of June. I hope you're well. Coming up.
More than 2,100 candidates have been selected or declared for the local elections this year.
Ireland decides. Voters head to the polls for the local and European elections and fears of a cholera outbreak in Gaza. Plus, we'll have all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, polling stations open at 7 this morning as voting begins in the local and European elections. They'll close at 10 o'clock tonight. You must have a valid form of identification, which includes a passport, driving licence, public services card or an employee or student ID with a photograph to be able to vote. News Talk's Alan Cantwell reports.
Voting in three elections is taking place today. The European Parliament elections, the local elections and the first directly elected mayor of Limerick. The majority will vote in the first two, while only those registered to vote in the Limerick City and County electoral areas can vote for the mayor. 14 MEPs will be chosen to represent Ireland at the European Parliament. 949 seats are to be filled in county and city councils in 166 local electoral areas in the country. More than 2,100 candidates have been selected or declared for the local elections this year, more than 31% of whom are women. That's the highest number of women ever to run in local elections.
There are fears a cholera outbreak may sweep through Gaza as Palestinians struggle to get clean water. The warning from UNRWA comes as world leaders expressed outrage after at least 40 people were killed in an Israeli airstrike on a UN-run school in the early hours of Thursday morning. CEO of Irish charity Trocra, Caoimhe de Barra, says famine is taking hold in Gaza.
People in northern Gaza have probably been experiencing famine since April, according to the global body that assesses famine. And this body has now said that famine is likely to also take place in southern Gaza as a result of the closure of crossing points in Rafah since the 6th of May and due to the ongoing bombardment and insecurity in that entire region.
A search was ongoing last night for a man missing in the sea off the County Galway coast. He went into the water from a boat off Carna near Roundstone just before 6 o'clock yesterday evening. The Irish Coast Guard and three RNLI lifeboats have been searching for him. These include the Arran lifeboat and two lifeboats from Clifton. Donald Trump has been speaking at his first campaign rally since being convicted for falsifying business records last week. A jury in New York found the former US president guilty of all 34 charges linked to covering up hush money payments made to adult film star Stormy Daniels. He's set to launch an appeal. While addressing crowds in the swing state of Arizona, he repeated claims that the trial was politically motivated.
There was no crime. It was made up, fabricated stuff. They didn't want to bring the case. They could have brought the case 7 years ago. It's only when you run for office they bring cases.
Amanda Knox has insisted that she's a victim and did not slander anyone after losing her bid to overturn a conviction in Italy. The American was eventually cleared of the murder of her flatmate Meredith Kircher in 2007 after spending 4 years in prison, but she remains convicted of wrongly accusing a bar owner of the killing. Speaking to Sky TG24, she insists she's innocent.
I have been unjustly accused for 17 years. That is my entire adult life. I spent 4 years in prison as an innocent. From the beginning, I just wanted to do the right thing and tell the truth.
More officers will join the search and rescue operation later for the television doctor Michael Mosley, who's gone missing while on holiday in Greece. The 67-year-old's disappearance was reported to police yesterday on the Greek island of Symi. It's understood he went on a walk and didn't return to where he was staying. In entertainment news, the woman who claims to be the inspiration for a character in the Netflix series Baby Reindeer is suing Netflix for £133 million sterling. Fiona Harvey has accused the company of defamation, negligence and emotional distress. She denies being a stalker and accused them of spreading brutal lies. Netflix says it intends to defend the matter vigorously. And in sport, in soccer, SSE Airtricity Premier Division leader Shelburne welcomed Dundalk to Tulka Park tonight. The visitors will be looking to build on their 3-2 win over St Pat's last Monday night. Shells go into the game with a 2-point lead at the top of the table. Kickoff is at 7:45. At the same time, second placed Derry City host Galway United, while Sligo Rovers are away to Waterford and struggling St Pat's go to Drogheda United. In the First Division, leaders Cork City take on Longford Town at Turner's Cross, while UCD host Kerry, Bray Wanderers go to Treaty United, and Finn Harps are away to Cove Ramblers. And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here on Monday. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.